Knock, knock, knock. Who is it?
Satar.
With these dangers in our society.
I have to tell you, it's just a great time.
You can't predict where it's going to go next.
I believe I can.
Shut up, you fuck.
Gracious goodness, his mother cried.
Tell me another way people say mother.
Motherfucker, what?
That's right. If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that you have to
soften your buttocks and release
bad gas
like this.
Let it out slowly.
Here go another one.
Really let it all out.
You know, you did a good job in there today, man.
Here is something that will stun and very likely outrage many who hear this.
That sounds swell, Jeff, but...
Now it's time to...
witness the frightening sight of a desperate man.
Ask Jesus who the man is.
The one, the only...
Johnny Mathis.
And soon the people loved him more than they loved Saul, their king.
I love him in an unnatural way.
Well, actually, so do I.
That's important, because we can do so many things with them.
Go to gym.
Zigging, zagging, bouncing, jouncing.
Swim.
Why, he'll even
fuck me in the ass in front of his kids.
That's what he can do?
Things like that.
They also shave their heads.
That made Saul very jealous. And then one day, Jonathan came to David and said,
I'm not fond of dwarves, but if we need him, we have no choice.
Just then, Daniel caught sight of Johnny and his cobra coming towards them.
I got a snake, man!
I didn't really think Johnny meant that.
These cobras are incurably insane.
It is impossible to tell how many of them were born that way.
Saul suddenly became very angry again, and he took his spear and threw it at
Michael Jackson.
Ow!
And now, here's
my penis?
Yeah! And mine pops out like a button.
Guess you should have just given it to
Andy Griffith and Don Knotts.
Will they ever find that shiny thing?
What you looking for?
Part of the man's body, which we call the penis.
Is that because I'm a boy and you're a girl?
Yes.
Is inserted into the vagina.
Allie was definitely a girl he wanted to be friends with.
Quickly, we implore you, come!
Oh, my chest, yeah.
Before Jesus came,
he died of a crushed chest.
Man, that was embarrassing.
I haven't been embarrassed since I was small and I accidentally
blew my Uncle Georgie.
Oopsie.
That was a very big mistake.
The mistake that most women make is
take up street walking or do what I did.
Saw off both of your legs and use them as dildos.
Ooh, that's an ooch.
That was a triple ooch.
We hope that you'll all get a lot of
severe liver disease or other liver problems.
Which we also hope you will enjoy.
I think he enjoyed it.
We like to make our classes and our instructional time with them fun and enjoyable.
Well, you want to use as much of your body as possible.
Not only for flavor, but as a blending agent.
And that's not what you want.
What do you want?
A giant dildo.
About 8 inches in diameter.
Just the right size.
And it has everything I want.
A stainless steel prong.
Which is comically massive.
And a solid birchwood handle.
What's more, it's medicated.
And it's affordable. It's just $7.
It's available now at Walmart. Ask for it by name.
Excuse me, sweetheart. What's the name of that?
The biggest bone you've ever seen. Ah!
Stick it in, pull it out. Stick it in, pull it out. Stick it in, pull it out.
Once we understand that this is where the action is inside of our
butthole.
Then it will be easy.
The customer comes first.
You're pouring your love all over me, and it's dripping off the top of my scalp, dripping off of my nose, down around my belly button, all the way to my pinky toe,
and splashed down onto his bright blue coat until it was dripping wet. Covered in semen.
Oh, I like it.
I like it too.
I hate it!
So what? Who cares?
We care about you.
Please take care of me.
Does that surprise you?
It was a brutal surprise attack.
But also
quite an accomplishment.
And I'm extremely proud to say to you,
I will destroy your dog!
Well, doesn't matter anyhow. See if I care.
Well, then, I believe we are ready for the demonstration. Do you have the money?
No, I have not.
Do you have any friends?
No, I have not.
Do you have a first aid kit?
No, I have not.
Do you have any words for your private parts?
To be perfectly honest with you, I do not know what this is.
A small and wrinkled
short dick!
Remove it. Hold it in place.
Get rid of it?
And what about Brenda?
My private parts are like my mom's. And my brother's are like
this button with the shocking slogan, if it moves, fondle it.
Don't miss tomorrow's thrill-packed adventure. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. In a moment, we'll bring you an exciting glimpse of it. But first...
this form of treachery shall never again endanger us.
The next tragedy may be that of your daughter, or your son, or yours.